Blog Talk Radio.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of host, guests, and callers. The views and opinions on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are not those opinions, views and opinions of the network's board, host, marketeers, and or advertisers. And once again, thank you for calling BVM Global Kingdom. Happy New Year to everyone calling from Hope overseas in the United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, across Canada, across the United States. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the overwhelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Hallelujah for the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah for the name of Jesus the Christ. Every time I sing that song, I just feel myself just running on top of quicksand. You know how quicksand wants to just pull you under and stifle your purpose and your growth? And it's just like Christ is taking me and grabbing my hand and we're running across quicksand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, yes. All other ground is sinking sand. And we are running across that sand that wants to drag us down, and I said, no, you never give up, you never quit, you keep going. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, we have marked upon a new year in the Gregorian calendar called 2023. Family, we have survived 2022. That's a hallelujah right there. I know I got company. Sister, say hallelujah since you survived 2022. So I'm going to talk about today, and something that, actually there's two things I want to talk about today, because we are not in this situation called life alone. Am I right? You heard me. Folks overseas, United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, our neighbors in Canada, and across the United States, folks are listening and prayerful. And the prayer is that you get happy feet when it's time to, sometime during the podcast, that you get happy feet. So in 2023, this is just the third day, but what have you planned to establish for yourself? What are you projecting? What are you hoping for? What are you praying for? That's the move, the hope and the prayer for 2023 for yourself. Well, my first piece is peace. What does peace look like for me? What does peace look like for you? And I'm saying peace of mind, peace in your heart, peace in your neighborhood, more sustaining peace in your house. What does that look like for you? Let me hear some scriptures I want to share with you. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that you can have peace because of me. In this world, you will have trouble. Be encouraged, and I have won the battle. I get emotional when I hear this. I have won the battle over the world. That was John 16:33. And that was the New International Revised Version I was reading from. Psalm 29:11, the New Living Translation says this. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. Wow. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. And when I hear strength, I think of courage. Courage to say yes to the will of God. Yes to the purposes in your life that the Most High God has for you, and the courage to say no to some of the stuff that, what's the point? I know that's what I had started saying in the end last year. Well, what's the point of that? What's the point? How is that beneficial to us as a family? How is that beneficial to us as a neighborhood? What's the point? So to be able to have courage to say yes, and we know that the promises of God are yes and amen, and the courage to say, what's the point? How you feeling? What's the point? I'm going to share two more scriptures, and I've already opened the mic. Two more scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, that's the NIV version. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. The Lord be with all of you. The Lord be with all of you. I tell you, Paul was telling these folks in Thessalonica, or in some people say the Thessalonica, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times. Yeah, peace at all times. And that's the peace I was talking about earlier. Peace in your mind, that's first, family. Peace in your heart, that's also first. And when we see those rumbles and those and we hear those wars and rumors of wars, Christ already told us about that. So we have to have the peace. And we say, oh, Lord, what's going on? What's going on are the prophecies of the scriptures. Revelation tells us, and the book of Matthew chapter 24 gives us that precursor to what the book of Revelation is telling us. I tell you, some people are afraid to read Revelation, but I love it. I love the symbolism that John talks about and how that symbolism is applicable to us. Yes, I've digressed a little bit, talking about peace. John 14:27, New Living Translation. I am leaving you a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. So don't be troubled or afraid. See, we're getting this multiple times throughout the scriptures about those of us who are believers. Don't be troubled or afraid. Because we know this is happening before Christ comes back to hang out with us and take the church. We know that these things are going to happen. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind, peace of heart. That's important. Peace of mind. Are you able to think clearly? Are you able to say, I'm not going to respond to this nonsense? But I do have a mission. I'm staying on my little tricycle, and I'm going to continue to ride. You may try to, the accuser of the brethren attempts to knock you off your tricycle. Okay, I'll say bicycle, but I like tricycles because they're kind of cute, and so am I. Yes, I've digressed. Just like, what did she say? Yes, they're cute, but they're also very powerful. They have three wheels. I'm saying they are able to sustain us. Those three wheels can sustain us. We have to balance ourselves on the two. But when we have those three wheels sustain us. We don't have to lose our balance unless there was a seriously strong wind, like Dorothy and Toto felt in The Wizard of Oz, to knock us over. A tricycle, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sustaining. So what's the point in the symbolism of the tricycle? We're riding on our purposes and our promises of the Most High God, which are yes and amen. We are riding along with those purposes, pedaling, going to the mark of the high calling. Wow. Amen, Lord. So what does peace look like for you? My sister Mary, are you there? Are you there, my love?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey!
We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be afraid. Because Jesus said, peace I give unto you, peace I leave. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry what's coming upon the earth because he said, peace I leave with you.
Yes.
And he will take care of his own. We don't have to be afraid of anything.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Because he will take care of his own. and we can rest in him. Praise God. He protects
us. Yes, we
can. And when you rest and you're comfortable, you don't have to, your mind's not racing. Everything's just calm. And that's peace.
That's good.
Yes, it's just calm around you. Everything's just peaceful. And that's the way we can be in the Lord. We don't have to be afraid when we hear of all this stuff that's going on in the world. Because like wars and rumors of wars, it's been said already that that was going to happen.
That's right.
So he said, peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Well,
praise
right
God. We peace only in Christ Jesus. That's where our peace is. Praise God. Yes.
That's right, sister. Thank you. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
And you know, the Most High knows that we're going to, at this age, at this time, just like you had mentioned, we're facing many difficulties. And the world is facing many difficulties.
Yeah.
And many times it seems like, it just seems so tight in that we don't have any purpose, but our hope is not in this age or of peace here. We know that we have hope in the kingdom. We know we have hope in the kingdom. We have peace in the kingdom. But didn't Christ say he came so that we can have life and have it abundantly?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Praise God. That's right.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
So
that
abundant life, and as I was saying before about our tricycles, getting on our tricycles and riding toward the mark of that high calling, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see, whatever our purposes are, get on our tricycles and go.
That's right. Right. Yes, Lord.
Get on our tricycles and go. And I was talking with some sisters the other day, and it had to deal with the accuser of the brethren. You know, you don't get no glory up in here, but we just know we got to be aware so we know how to engage in the fight. You know, Christ will fight our battles for us, right? And vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
He sure will. I was talking
sure
to
will.
The battle's not ours, it's the Lord's. And
mm-hmm.
he will fight the battle. We don't have to worry about it. Give it to him and he'll fight the battle. And then it's a song, so don't wait till the battle's over. Start now. Give it to him.
That's
Give it to him. And he'll
Give
fight our
him.
Battle. So when we try to fix it, we make a mess of it. We're going to give it to him, leave it alone. And let Always win.
Always win. And you know, also, when we give it to the Lord to fight, isn't it amazing how the presence of the Lord, that great old Holy Spirit, I love him, tells us how to fight, tells us what to say.
Yes.
To tell us who to go to. Who to go to on this planet.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. We're not alone in this.
No, we're not. We're not alone.
Nope. We're not alone.
We're not alone. Praise God. Praise God. He's always back.
We're not alone. So there's, you know, the Lord will take care of him, and And we pray, and it says, Lord, what shall we do? And then here comes, help is on the way.
Help is on the way. Praise the Lord.
Help is on the way.
Don't forget
that's right.
Which gives us that peace some more. That peace.
Oh,
am
I. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Lord. We be praying for something, and you know, something, and after a while, you know, he, like the song, it may not come when you want it, but it's on time.
Well,
and after a while, God, for that prayer, and then, yeah, we realize God's been answering my prayer, and we have to begin to thank him, you know, to answer it. It at the time, but he lets us realize he's been answered the prayer. We have to begin to thank him for what he's done. Praise God. It's amazing. You'll pray for something, it seems like it's, you just keep praying, it seems like it's not going to happen, but then after a while, you'll realize God's answering my prayer. And you,
all right,
you know
now.
That you, God. And you have to begin to thank him because it wasn't you did, it was God that's doing
that's
it.
That's right.
And it's amazing what God can do. He has to do it.
Amazing.
You can, you've tried and you tried, but when God steps in, he turns the thing around. And there it is.
Okay.
It is amazing.
And there it is.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise our God.
And there it is, right there. You say, well, what am I doing? And then it's like you look around and there's your help, right there.
The Lord.
I know our dear sister who's hanging out, who made the transition, Whitney Houston, she made that song, and was it the preacher's wife or something, Help Is On The Way?
Help is on
Hold
the way.
Hold on. Help is on the way.
Is on the way. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Glory. Yes,
And so what does God say? So don't be troubled or afraid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
don't
John said.
Troubled.
He said,
it's God.
That's right. 14, John 14, don't be troubled or afraid.
Or afraid. That's right. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you.
We're going to pray for our brother in Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills player who had cardiac arrest. We're going to pray him to back to good health. We're going to put him on our prayer list today, too.
Yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Yes. And remember, one of my, she had to get allergy shots. They were so often, and she went to get her allergy shot today, and she was telling them about her feeling heaviness, I think, in her chest, and they wouldn't give her a shot. They had her go to the emergency room, and they don't have her to take. Her heart wasn't doing exactly the way they thought, I don't think, and they don't have to keep her in the hospital, and they don't do a heart cast. Her name's Zelma Nelson. So they don't do a heart
Zelma
cast.
Nelson.
Remember Zelma Nelson in your prayers. Praise
All
God.
Right, Lord, hear our prayer for Sister Thelma.
Zelma.
Zelma. Oh, Velma.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And we're praying for our Sister Velma.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Does she? And she just went in to get an allergy shot, and they said, nope, we got to do something with you.
Yeah, they wouldn't give it to us, and they had to go to Merck. So thank God.
Okay.
Thank God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power.
That's right.
And of love and of a sound mind.
That's right. That is the truth. Praise the
that
Lord.
Is the
praise
truth.
The Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for power and of love.
Power and of love and of a sound mind. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and
you,
also
Lord.
Our pastor, he was supposed to be having surgery, something about fluid, and they're supposed to do surgery on his back. I think they're supposed to put two holes or something in his back to release the fluid. He don't know exactly when they're going to do it, but he's been having a lot of trouble. So just call his name out. His name's R.C. Brown and his wife, Dorothy. They both need prayer. R.C. Bryant.
All right, we got him. Yes.
His wife, Dorothy Bryant. Yes.
R.C. Bryant and his wife, Dorothy Bryant.
Yes.
We
yes,
praying for
yes.
them right now in the name of Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus. Yes.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
And the Lord knows what they need. What he needs and
yes.
what she needs as well. And so
Lord,
we
yes,
just
yes.
ask that the Lord, you just throw your hands of mercy on both of them.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Throw
yes,
your hands
yes.
of love around them and that protection
yes.
around them.
And Lord, do Jesus, do Jesus.
And whatever confusion they're going through, give them clarity,
yeah.
Lord God. I heard yeah. that in the spirit. I don't know who that was for, but for him
oh,
or for
God.
Her, but clarity.
Clarity.
Clarity, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
clarity.
Jesus.
So
yes,
they will
Lord,
not be
yes.
confused. They will not have to face
oh,
confusion.
Yes,
that God will
yes,
give them
Lord.
God's wisdom. And they
yes,
will hear
Lord.
Clarity.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hold on. I'm just going to, I got to add in Pastor. Hold on, Pastor George. One moment.
Yes. God. Praise God. Thank you, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We got you online and you with us. Pastor, you still there, Pastor George?
Yeah.
Hi, we got Miss Mary on the line too. She's our co-host for the day.
Okay, peace and blessings. Minister, how we doing?
Praise the Lord. How are you doing, Pastor George?
All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Lord, praise
yeah.
God. Praise
yeah.
the Lord.
Every day is a great day.
A great day. Every day with Jesus is better than the day before. Praise the
That's
Lord.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Oh, okay. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank
so,
you. God.
So we were talking about peace today, Pastor George, with the peace of mind, peace of heart, peace in your family, just peace and the hope. And we started talking about the hope and the mercies and clarity. So that's the topic.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick anything of that. So the question was today was, what does peace look like to you?
Oh, you know. Ooh, that's a good question there. you know, sometimes peace is, looks like to me, because everyone has their own interpretation and they have, and how peace affects them and what peace comes into their life differently. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes me, peace comes in when I have a stomach full of food, if I have in my stomach is full. And I have peace, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's so many people that go to bed hungry, they don't have nothing to eat, and I'm grateful.
Well, that's true.
You know,
yeah,
I have a sense of peace. You know, what? Not only with that, and what gives me peace, too, is when I know that you're happy. That gives me peace.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who are you talking about? You said, you know, when you're happy.
When you're happy, it gives me peace.
When you're
happy.
Are
you talking about me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Aww.
That is wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they say if mama ain't happy, nobody ain't happy.
There it is. There it is. You say happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's good. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
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 So, and then we were also praying for people, too. We were praying for Pastor R.C. and his wife, Dorothy. And for I was hearing clarity for them, and whatever confusion is going around them, may the confusion stop and go away.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. And clarity comes from God.
Thank you, Lord.
Clarity comes from the Most High God.
Oh yes. Thank you, God.
Yes.
So, and once again, in John 14, it says, John 14:27. That the B part says, so don't be troubled or afraid. The whole verse talk says, this is the New Living Translation, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't
be
troubled or afraid.
Praise the Lord. Can't give it to you. That's true.
That's right.
God. Praise God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And when you got peace, and when you have, you feel safe, when you got peace, you feel secure. Yeah,
yes.
You do. You feel secure and safe with peace. It's so much
that's good.
That comes along, it comes along with that. Praise God. Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's good. What comes with that is comes with peace, is security,
and
some confidence.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
So, Pastor George, you got anyone? You have anyone you would like to place on a prayer list or something to pray for?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I want to pray for, you know, the overall peace for the nation, you know, that we have peace throughout the nation, you know, that touch to each and every family, especially those the northern part of New York and Buffalo, they're experiencing the storm. Pray for them for healing and peace in their lives, that have the essential things that they need, and to comfort those families that lost loved ones. that were caught in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And
in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Yes, in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have two sisters that live there.
Yes. And how are they, sister? How are they?
Their phone line got knocked out with all that storm.
Oh, goodness. Goodness, Lord.
Yeah, the phone line got knocked out in that storm. Having worked for Bell Atlantic, the underground conduit got a lot of water and snow in it. So it's stopping a whole bunch of stuff.
Lord, yes, Lord. Lord, yes, still praying. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, amen. Thank you.
Yes, because prayer can go where we can't go.
That's
it
right.
It can reach. It can.
It can reach.
Yes, it can. Lord have mercy. Praise God.
Get a prayer through. That's right. Get
That's
a prayer
right.
through all that snow and that blizzard
yes,
conditions.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And also, I want to put a prayer out for that NFL player that collapsed on the football field. For him. I mean, he gets strength and healing.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Brother Hamlin, we put him on the line, and it's good to put him on the line again.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Lord. Jesus.
You know, because you know, and that goes for each one of our listeners and everyone in the circle that's right now. We don't know if tomorrow is guaranteed to not. So my prayer is that the Almighty just he put his hand out, cover us, and allow us to be on his wait list tomorrow. That he watches for
that's
us
what,
through the night to tomorrow. Because you know, and my prayer is that each and every person that have not established a relationship with him, that even if you did, even as listening on this air tonight, that you can always repent, turn from your wicked ways, and ask for forgiveness, and ask the Almighty to be in his kingdom.
Yeah.
That's right. Lord, have mercy. It is the truth. Lord Jesus.
From tonight until tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, yes. Lord, yes, Jesus. Lord, yes, Jesus.
That's right. That's right. I like that we pray and so it can reach in places we cannot reach to. That's right. That's where the prayer does. And it goes to the places that we cannot get to right now.
That's right. It does. Okay.
Fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So go ahead, fervent prayer,
people. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, James 5:16. It says, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Yes.
Yes.
That we may be healed.
That's right.
Pray for one another that we may be healed. And the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Go ahead. Go ahead, talk, minister.
Praise God. The truth. Praise God. Lord Jesus.
Go, Minister Mary. I know you got something to say for that.
God, praise God. And that's what it takes. Praying for one another. It ain't just about me and mine, but we have to pray for one another. We just can't close to the other people because his people hurting out here. So I'm not even praying for myself. And we have to cover people with prayer. Prayer will cover. Praise God. Prayer will cover. And if we pray, you know, sometimes you could be riding along and see someone, and Lord, just bless that person. You may not know who they are. Lord, bless them. You know, prayer. That's what we have to do. Because, honey, a lot of people not even praying for themselves. But we pray and ask God to cover them, Lord. We don't know what they might be going through or going to go through. But if we pray, prayer will cover them. Praise God. And they need that because somebody prayed for us. And we may not know it, but somebody was praying for us. It's a song like, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. And I'm so glad they prayed. Praise God. So it's our duty to pray for our nation, pray for our neighbors. We are to pray for our young people, the sick, the afflicted, the ones in the prison, all those places. We are to take time out and pray that God will touch and heal and touch their hearts and turn them around. Because there's people out there that like they don't even have a mind to be saved. But God knows those that's yet to come in. And it's our duty to pray that God will touch their hearts and bring them in.
Yes.
He yet knows those that he's going to call in. He knows. And it's our duty as children of God to pray for one another. It's our duty. Well, they ain't going to never be.
Yes,
no, that's something you should never say. Because you don't know what God's doing in that life. Praise
All
God.
Right.
So we are to pray for one another. We are to. We are to pray. Pray for those men locked up in prison. Some of them probably in there hadn't done what they've been accused of doing. But we're supposed to pray for those locked up in prison. Praise God. Those in the hospitals, sick and afflicted, we are to pray for them. Praise God. Because God does hear our prayer. He hears our prayer. A sincere prayer. He won't turn a deaf ear. And that's what we're supposed to do. Praise God. And he's able to turn that heart around. To give that, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. He's able to. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus coming back like he said he would. He's and really the death angel's coming every day. He's coming every day. Somebody's going in to eternity. And we don't know when he's coming for us, but we have to be ready.
We have
to be ready. So we have to live this thing every day. Every second, every minute, every hour, we have to live this thing. Like I was telling someone today, we're not responsible for how people treat us, but we're responsible for how we treat people. That's what we're responsible for. That's what we're going to have to give an account for, how we treat people. Praise God. And if we don't have that love in our heart, we're not going back with God. We're not going back with him. So how can you love me who you never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? Praise God. It ain't no way. So
ain't
this
no
is
way.
An everyday thing. We have to live this thing in our home, wherever we may go at. We have to live this thing. It has to be in our heart. It has to be in our heart. Praise God. So we just, it takes the love of Jesus to be down on the inside. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It takes his love. Praise God. Of the effective prayer of the righteous, like it says, it availeth much. The fervent prayer of the
righteous
availeth much. That's what it takes. Praise God.
That's what it takes.
That's what it takes.
How you know that you have established a relationship with the Almighty is that when you pray, and even when you pray for those most high, they despitefully use you. And you know they despite using you, and you're praying for them. And anyway, Lord, tear down any barrier, tear down anything that's inside of their spirit that has hatred or has wrong going towards me or those other people around you. that their heart be changed, that their mind be changed, that they see the light in me, so they will transfer in them, change their wickedness in their mind, in their heart, and tear down any barrier or anything that's stopping them from having a relationship with you, and release that hold that Satan has over their mind.
Lord, have mercy.
So
then,
your light, your kingdom, Lord.
Yeah. That's good. That's right.
So when that light shines in them, Lord, have mercy. It brings a change. Because darkness, they were the light. It has that darkness as the goal. Praise God. Praise God.
We the light and the salt.
Praise God.
We the light and the salt of the world. That's right. And when we throw it at them, it's like, oh, for real?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we don't know who we touch. We don't know what word we said, or how we smiled at them, or we just touched their shoulder, or asked how they were doing. We don't know how that affected them, that made them feel all right.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Lord, have mercy. That is the truth.
And one of the worst feelings in the world is to be captive or bound by your sin or by your heart of evil and wickedness, and you want to be free, but you don't know how to be free, because you've been in darkness so long, and Satan tricking you, thinking that you can't go forward into the light of the world or into his holiness or his righteousness, and you're captive.
Lord, have mercy. Jesus. Lord, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, Jesus.
And that's that part of that freedom that so many people don't have. So many people don't have that freedom of their mind, that peace in their mind, because they're held captive by their sin and wickedness that's in their heart.
Yes.
That's true. So the enemy got them bound, so they don't know how to get loose. Bound by the enemy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
So what we say to them, family, what we say to that person?
The thing
of it too, like you said, we said what we could say. We prayed for those that are held captive and are held bound by Satan to release that captivity from their mind and in their heart of wickedness and evil. It's a blessing to have the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing to have a righteous heart and mind and not to be held by Satan and his wickedness, and you're able to navigate and walk through that, and you can tell Satan, get ye behind me.
Well,
you can do that in the spiritual realm. Some people can't move Satan out of their lives or out of their mind or out of their heart. That's the captivity.
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus.
And when you see the wickedness, the evil, I guess that's a crying out of, you know what, I need to be rescued. I need to be set free. I'm tired of living this life, but they don't know what to do or how to deal with that spiritual warfare that people go through every day in their lives. They don't have that freedom in Christ.
But that's where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Who said that?
That's right. But don't you think God can allow somebody to come in their path that can help them?
Yes.
God can allow somebody to cross their path that can speak a word that can help them if they desire help, but they don't know how to get out.
Yes.
You think God would allow somebody to get in their path to be able to help them to get out of that. They don't know how,
so.
But they want to. Yeah. Because God, he knows our heart. He knows everyone's heart. And, you know, they might not know how to reach out. They want to get out, but they don't know how. And Jesus loves us so that he's able to let somebody, you know, cross their path where they able to speak a word or something to get in touch with them where they can help them, you know. The man with the legion, you know, Jesus, he was up there cutting himself out bad. And Jesus asked him, said, what's your name? He said, his name was Legion. Because we are ready. See? God knows those that want to be delivered. Some don't want to be delivered, but he knows those that want to be delivered. And he'll fix a way for where they can be delivered. You know?
Right.
And he delivered that man because he wanted to be delivered. And then even when they said, are you come to torment us before our time? And they got, Jesus let them go into the swine. And look what happened to the swine.
Yep, and they went over that cliff.
Yeah, they sure did. And when the people saw it, he was clothing in his right mind. He wanted to follow Jesus, but Jesus wanted him to go to his home, go back to home and let your family see what God has done. So see, he knew the man couldn't help himself. But when Jesus delivered him, he wanted to follow Jesus. So see, Jesus knew God has a way. He has a way. He knows those that's going to serve him.
Yes.
So I believe that somebody, even though they tied up that bed, he's able to put somebody in their path that can help them where they can get to
agreed.
Live. Because we, no one's going to have an excuse. No one's going to have an excuse.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Yeah. No one's going to have an excuse.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Don't have an excuse. We don't.
Lord, no man's going to have an excuse. So see, the word of God said, I don't know which scripture because I've read it where it said, salvation had appeared to everyone. So if it has appeared to everyone, it's up to you to receive it.
Yeah.
Now, because if it don't, I ain't heard about it. That's just like I didn't understand this scripture where the man made a supper for, I think, his son or something, and everything was ready. And the guests wouldn't come. They had different excuses. So he said, go out to the highways and hedges, you know, compel them to come. And when he did come down, he saw a man there without a wedding garment on. And I didn't realize that he had stuff for them to put on when he got there.
Well,
and this man didn't go and did have his wedding garment on. Well, the man didn't have no excuse. So he told him, said, why, in other words, why are you here without a wedding garment? To put him out of darkness where there, you know, he didn't have no excuse. So see,
true.
Nobody's going to have an excuse.
Right.
It ain't, all the excuses have been nailed to the cross. So it's up to each individual to get it right.
To get it right.
That's right. So see, he's got it fixed. He's got it fixed where everybody can get salvation if they want it. That's just the way he's fixed it.
That's true.
You know. But some don't want it. Some don't want it. Too late.
It's
like
too
the
late.
Five foolish and the five wise, the 10 virgins. All of them was clean. But the five let their lamps go out. Because the bridegroom tarried and their lamps went out. And then
that's
when
right.
the bridegroom got ready to come, their lamps was out. And they wanted to borrow some from the wives, but they said, not so. We don't have enough to give you. But go buy. But while they went to buy, the bridegroom come, and they went in. But in closed
yeah, they
the
did.
Door, what happened when they come back? He said, I never knew. So see,
ooh.
It ain't going no excuse, no excuse. We can't, it ain't going to be no excuse.
No excuse.
Lord, and they were lost. They were lost. Time now to get it right.
Yes.
It's our time to get it right.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
Lord,
to get it
mercy.
Right.
It's our time to get it right. No excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be accepted.
That's
no
right.
Excuse.
No excuses.
No excuse.
No
oh,
excuses.
No excuses.
I like that. No
Lord.
Excuses.
No excuses.
That's right.
You know that,
no
that'll
excuse.
Preach. That'll preach.
Yeah. You know,
that'll
the word
preach.
Also
no
says
excuse.
That, just as the minister was saying, that he said, listen, when I came, you wouldn't even give me a glass of water. When I
that's
came,
right.
you wouldn't feed me. You wouldn't me. You didn't do anything. You didn't visit me
that's
when I was
right.
locked up or in prison forever. You didn't do
right.
anything. I was right there.
That's right. Uh-huh.
You were, even admit to the least that you've done to those, you've done it to me.
Well,
you did it to me. That's the truth.
Yes.
Lord, help
me. And when
they,
that time comes, you say, get back to me. I know you're not.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's right.
That's
right.
What he said.
Lord, have mercy. No excuse. No excuse. Lord Jesus.
That's what he said.
Lord, I tell you something, ain't it? Mm. God
exists. That's what he said.
He's got it fixed. Oh, my Savior.
That's what he said. My Savior.
Lord, have mercy. It's the truth. He got it fixed. Lord,
God,
Lord.
Well, Minister Mary, you got a song for us?
Oh, God.
A song or prayer?
Oh,
you know,
oh,
I'm going to ask
goodness.
You to close us out in prayer, but, you know, I love hearing you sing because I get happy
oh,
feet
goodness.
When you finish singing.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, goodness, what can I sing? What can I sing? I'm with the Lord. Let me sing a song. My Savior. My soul, let me get my voice. Love Jesus, my soul. Love
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
All right.
My soul.
Yes,
love
Lord.
Jesus. Bless his name. My
yes,
soul.
Yes.
Love Jesus.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
soul,
yeah.
love Jesus, my soul, love Jesus, bless his name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, praise the Lord.
Oh,
thank you,
I love it.
Thank
praise
you.
Ye the Lord.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
My soul
thank
loves
you.
Jesus. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory.
Wonderful.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah, so
thank
close
you.
Us out in prayer,
Mr.
Mary.
Thank you, Jesus. Precious Lord, we come to you right now thanking you, God, for your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You use the word that two or three gather together in your name. You are in the midst. And we thank you for your spirit, God. We thank you for your anointing. We thank
yes.
you, Pastor George, and for Chaplain Lord. We thank you, God, for just being in the midst, God. We thank you for the prayer request.
Hallelujah.
God,
you
know the need of everyone that was called out. Oh, God, just help us just to live the life that you will be pleased with. Oh, God, just
yes.
let our light shine wherever we may go, that we'll be a light to someone's path, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lead God in the righteous, God. Bless our nation as a whole, God. Bless our young people, Lord Jesus. Bless the ones locked up behind prison doors. Bless those that's in the hospitals, God, in the nursing homes, Lord. Oh, God, bless the ones in the schoolhouses, God, that
yes,
anymore
yes.
when we send our children to school, God, things are happening, Lord, to them, God. But we asking you
mm-hmm.
for safety, God. You for a peace of mind, Lord. Oh, God, where we can rest in you. Oh, God, be with us, God. Oh, God, even though we're leaving the podcast, but we're not leaving your presence. Bless
That's
us and
right.
keep us in your will. Oh, God, because we love you tonight, and my soul loves Jesus. Oh, God, we can't make it without you, Lord. You've been
That's
better
right.
to us than we've been to ourselves, and we can honor and give you praise, God. We lift you up, God. We say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We give you praise, God, because you are worthy, God, of all praise.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God,
yes, Lord.
Thanks, Lord, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Praise
amen.
Praise
hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Love you, my brother, and my sister.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You have a blessed night.
My
have
soul loves night. Jesus. That's right.
My soul loves Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen,
thank
Lord.
You, yes, Lord.
Amen,
amen,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen,
praise
Lord.
God. Next time, the next
praise
time.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.